I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Time is running out for the Alabama legislature to work out a general fund budget. APR's Mackenzie Bates tells us the state Senate is beginning to iron out the details.
State agency heads told members of the Senate Budget Committee yesterday that proposed cuts will close circuit clerk offices, slash Medicaid services, and send state prisons into a danger zone of crowding and violence. Chairman Arthur Orr says there are close to $150 million in revenue-generating bills under discussion that could reduce the cuts if they win legislative approval. One would transfer $80 million in use tax collections from the education budget and give the money to the general fund. Other proposals would offset losses to the education budget. Another bill would allow state boards to raise fees to reflect consumer price index changes. The legislature has a little more than 2 weeks or 13 business days to come up with a plan to plug a hole in the projected $200 million shortfall in the general fund. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.
Time is even closer to running out on a lottery and casino bill in the Alabama legislature. That much-discussed gambling bill will be dead this session unless it wins Senate approval today. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh has proposed allowing Alabamians to vote on creating a state lottery and allowing casinos at four state dog tracks. Marsh says gambling should be on the table as Republican lawmakers scramble to find acceptable sources of new revenue. The Senate Tourism Committee approved the legislation, but the bill hasn't gotten a floor vote in the Senate yet. Legislative rules make it very difficult to pass controversial Senate bills in the final 4 days of the 30-day session. After the 26th legislative day, which is today, it'll require a unanimous vote to send a Senate bill down to the House for debate. 20 Montgomery County school students are about to start an experiment in education. The county is going to select some youngsters to take part in a pilot program using the internet. These students will be studying at home on computers instead of working in a traditional classroom. The only time they'll visit their schools is to take tests. Technology coordinator Steve Blair says the cyber school program is geared to help students who have difficulty attending school.
This would be beneficial for students who may have medical issues, social issues, or things that do not allow them to be successful in the regular classroom.
Montgomery County studied similar programs in Pike and Baldwin counties before designing their own system. The students will be selected by lottery to join that cyber class. And forecasters are saying more storms could be likely in Alabama today after a round of rough weather yesterday that included both flooding and a tornado scare. The worst threat of severe weather today will be during the afternoon hours, with the storm threat diminishing after nightfall. Parts of the state endured a round of very bad weather yesterday afternoon. Now your forecast.
Our forecast on this Thursday includes a relatively hot day. We'll top out in the mid to upper 80s. Partly sunny, chance for a few scattered storms. Overnight tonight, lows in the upper 60s to near 70. Patchy fog possible. Friday through Sunday, the risk of a few scattered storms remains possible. Temperatures top out in the mid to upper 80s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.